Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk a little bit about meditation.
We talked
about it before.
A lot about meditation this week.
There's an article from Reader's Digest.
What did you refer to this as? Don't say it on the air.
No. I just thought that you would appreciate it.
No, I didn't. I didn't appreciate the comment either.
No? Mm-hmm. It's written by Denise.
Although they do make a large print version.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's written by Denise Mann. She's a master's level professional, and she is writing about 12 things that happen to your body after just a couple of minutes, after just 15 minutes of meditation.
12 little things.
12 little things that can happen to your body after just 15 minutes of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are really interesting things. Because, we've talked about meditation before, and we talked about it as a stress reducer and how it can help you as you're trying to relax and resolve some stress. These are some other things that it does for us.
This is a sobering article.
Yeah?
Yeah. Reader's Digest was a good idea. You know, when you think, go all the way back of when this was done, it was a magazine that took articles from other places and digested them into manageable bites.
Oh, is that what it was for?
For people who were very busy.
Oh, is that what it was for?
Yeah, they would take things and put them into this, and you could pick it up. It's very small. Mm-hmm. You could almost put it in your pocket, and you could read these articles. And then, if you wanted to read more about it, you could go to the original places. I think it's changed over time, so now it's sort of freestanding, and so they would have this article by her.
Yeah.
But this whole meditation thing. Mm-hmm. When we talk about meditation, what are we really talking about?
Well, I think we're talking about a broad class of activities
that
calm, that center, that and it, well, I guess it could be different because there's transcendental meditation, there's mindfulness based meditation, there's lots of different,
but they all aim to do the same thing,
right?
And that is
to help relaxation, to help center, to help ground,
right?
Yeah.
Because we live in a very frenetic world.
Mm-hmm.
We all miss the old days, you know, those lazy summer days where people would sit around on the porch and talk, or long dinners where you would just sit for an hour or 2 hours and just talk and enjoy the company of others. We're doing less and less of that.
Right.
And it just seems like keeping up with email and texting and Twitters. Right. And, you know, I have a hard time with my Twitter account.
He doesn't have a Twitter account.
I have a hard time keeping up with my... Because he won't let me. He won't permit me to have a Twitter account. He thinks it's too dangerous for me to have Twitter. He's probably right because I'm a neophyte in this technology. The technology is making life go faster.
Mm-hmm.
People who are working longer hours and they're expected to produce more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kids who are in school are feeling enormous amounts of pressure.
Yeah.
So no matter where you look, it's a high pressure, competitive, stressful world. And what we're encouraging people to do is to unplug, to step back, and pull yourself back together. Because if you don't, what happens?
You get stressed. You get, at least all kinds of health issues.
Right.
Health-related issues.
Right. And that's what this tells us about, is that there are all the consequences of what stress can create, and how meditation can help counteract those.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there are 12 things, and so we're going to go through them relatively quickly. Just because, you know, we don't like these weekly ones to be too long.
Right.
So the first one is that it reduces pain.
Right.
So after just 15 minutes of meditation, people feel less pain.
Yeah, interesting study. You put your hand in warm water and then put it in ice water. And how long can you tolerate the ice water?
Right.
And people who did just, I think, 10 minutes of meditation were able to tolerate the cold water more. So the conclusion was you can tolerate you can tolerate pain longer if you meditate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Interesting finding. Who would have thought?
Exactly. Yeah. The second thing is you have a healthier heart.
Healthier heart,
again,
of course.
This is something that we kind of know because you
as you're doing meditation, you're slowing your heart, you're lowering your blood pressure, and all those kinds of wonderful things.
That's right. You're bringing everything back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sleep better.
Sleep better.
Sounder sleep.
Right.
And we, you know, sleep is one of our trifecta, mm-hmm. one of the trinity that we talk about: diet, exercise, and sleep. So meditation helps you sleep. Again, it should make sense because as it brings stress down, as it brings that frenetic energy mm-hmm. down a little mm-hmm. bit, it's going to help you sleep better.
I read an article yesterday about sleeping for the importance of sleeping for 8 hours, and mm-hmm. this person was arguing that it takes 8 hours of sleep to get enough sleep cycles in mm-hmm. to pull your brain back together
right.
at night. And that you and I don't sleep 8 hours a night, and
no.
so it's something that we need to consider.
Yeah,
yeah. Now here's one.
Yeah,
that you wouldn't have thought. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought it helps you lose weight?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And we knew years ago that stress causes you to hold on to stored fats.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
And so anything you can do to reduce your stress will help your body to release those stores of
right.
fat. And so if you don't do this for any other reason, mm-hmm. think about doing it for weight reduction.
Exactly.
You're going to hold on. If you're stressed, you're going to hold on to stored fats.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Now, the next thing is fewer tummy troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this will hopefully make some intuitive sense. A lot of people associate upset stomachs and, mm-hmm. and things with anxiety, stress.
Right. Sure.
And so, again, reducing stress, fewer tummy troubles.
Right. If you are stressed, your stomach is going to produce more acid. More
right.
acid causes problems, irritation. Irritation creates inflammation.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one, it kind of goes with everything that we've talked about so far, because I think we've even said it.
Right.
It diminishes anxiety.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And any time we can diminish anxiety,
right,
it's something that we should definitely be looking into and trying to do more of that.
Right, because anxiety produces the stress hormones that creates all the problems inside our body.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, with all of this, we end up being happier.
Right.
And so our days go better, and so we have mm-hmm. happier days.
Right.
Which is really, you know, one of the things I talk about talk to patients about mm-hmm. during our first session is, you know, my whole goal is to help you be happy, is to help you enjoy things in your life.
Slide down. I want to bring out one thing on this, something I hadn't seen. Nuclear factor kappa B.
Mm-hmm. NFKB.
You and I have talked about the metabolism, the physiologic process that occurs
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with inflammation. And this factor kappa B, when that's triggered, as you move toward when they talk about happier days, as you move toward the fight or flight response, your body will produce this factor,
uh-huh.
and it causes genes to release the proteins that create inflammation.
Right.
So when you back up, these are physiologic events that you create in your
right.
body, and
yeah.
you're going to produce real things that affect your genes, that affect the proteins, that are going to affect how you feel and how your body battles against this
Absolutely.
Stuff. And don't minimize the importance of these sorts of things. We can't stress enough how important it is to create some relaxation in your body.
Right. I mean,
otherwise, you're going to be unhealthy.
Right.
Physiologically unhealthy.
Right. You know, it's that's so important, because we talk about these things, and I think a lot of people think, oh, well, they just talk about that stuff. You know, of
right.
course, we need to reduce stress and all. You know, there are real biological correlates
mm-hmm.
to what we're talking about.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So yeah, that's
yeah,
a good example.
These are not just to make you relax and sleep, but there are physiologic events
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that occur in your body that are going to damage your physical health, not just your mm-hmm. your mood. It's going to damage your physical health
Absolutely.
If you don't get them under control.
Yeah. Now, the next thing is improve your memory.
Yes.
And you know, when we are stressed, we don't have full access to our cognitive abilities. And so, you know, one of the first things that's sacrificed is going to be memory, especially memory for things that we want to remember.
That's right. And it's not just memory. It's other cognitive functions.
Right.
It's memory and other cognitive abilities.
Right.
And if you're on the other side of 45, age 45,
mm-hmm.
This becomes an issue, because you're going to be experiencing some memory loss after 40, 45, 50. And this is a way to counteract that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next thing is enhanced right. coping skills. Mm-hmm. And so, again, some of the a lot of these things should
right.
make pretty intuitive sense. Mm-hmm. You know, the less stressed you are, the more likely you're going to be able to handle right. other stress and right. other situations. So mm-hmm. that should make sense. Now, the next one I like, and it's a sharper competitive edge.
Why do you like this one?
Well, because I think that what happens is...
I thought you might like this
one. Paradoxically, we think that the harder we push, the more that we do, the more competitive we're going to be. Mm-hmm. And here we have some pretty sound support to suggest, you know what, actually, push yourself. But if you step back, meditate, mm-hmm. reduce your stress, relax a little bit, it's mm-hmm. going to increase your competitive edge.
Right, right. We always think of improving our competitive edge by getting amped up.
Right.
Amped up a little bit. It's also important to take yourself in the other direction. Pull back a little bit, relax, and that will also enhance your competitive edge.
Yeah.
Not that you're going to win more. You'll just be able to do better.
Right. And what was great is they mentioned in this a book, Mindful Sport Performance Enhancement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just bought that book last week.
Did you really?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Did you really?
So I haven't been able to dig into it yet, but I just got it. So perfect stuff.
Yeah. There was another piece yesterday about visualization, the importance of visualization, and athletes actually mentally performing. Mm-hmm. You know, the neuropsychology of sports is you right. mentally walk yourself through it in real time, not slow time, but in real time, and how that enhances your performance.
Yeah. The next one is...
Stress relief.
Stress relief. Again, that one's pretty straightforward, but mm-hmm. the last one. Again, another really important, right. really good one, mm-hmm. is that decreased addictive behaviors.
Yeah, and that's one we don't typically think of, that mm-hmm. we don't relate to meditation, unless you're in an addiction recovery program.
Right.
They'll do some of it, but it's something we don't typically think of day to day.
Yeah, and I think that one's really important because we want to decrease addictive behaviors, but also because if you think about one of the concerns is that we are... using substances to decrease stress.
That's correct. We're self-medicating.
Right.
We're using those kinds of, nicotine or alcohol or whatever substance you want to talk about to relieve these symptoms. Well, if you relieve the symptoms with meditation, mm-hmm. then you don't have to rely on the substances.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So, when we think about meditation, and I think people get a strange impression or strange mm-hmm. feeling about mm-hmm. meditation. They think, it's this or it's that. And the first response that most people give when we talk about meditation is, oh, I can't do that. I've tried it. I can't do it. Well, you need to try again. First of all, try again. Second of all, there are lots of apps and there's lots of things
sure.
out there. And we've talked about that in previous mm-hmm. podcasts. There's lots of things available out there to help you with this process.
That's what I would do. If you're just starting with meditation, get an app that you mm-hmm. like, and that will get you started. And once you realize the benefits, it's like everything else we talk about. Once you realize the positive benefits, then you'll be motivated to continue. And then you can put your own kind of meditation programs together. Meditation has a bad rap. I think it goes back to the 60s. Mm-hmm. Transcendental meditation came out about the time, about mm-hmm. that time, and people associated with tree hugging and hippies and all that stuff. It's far more than that. It's used in every cancer treatment program, for example.
Yeah.
Addiction treatment.
And more and more research is coming out to say it's often better than medication.
That's right. That's right. The meditation is better.
Yeah.
And certainly as an adjunct to medications.
Yeah.
So please try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just take naps.
It's a type of meditation, I suppose.
It is. It is. Winston Churchill was right.
All right. Well, with that...
He used to sleep for 20 minutes at a time. During the war, he lived in the bunker. Mm-hmm. He lived underground in the war room. And he would go in and he would sleep for 20 minutes and he'd get up refreshed mm-hmm. and he would go back at it. And when he got tired, he would go back and sleep for 20 minutes. And he did that through the war.
All right. Well...
You don't care.
That's what I needed to be able to do. If I could sleep for 20 minutes at a time, think about what we could get done.
Here's what you have to do. You get a little aluminum pie plate and a spoon. And then you go to sleep long enough to drop the spoon. It wakes you up, and you've had enough rest. That's all you'd have to do, 10 minutes. There was a guy who did that.
Was that Inception, in the movie Inception?
I don't know. I didn't see Inception.
Oh.
Did he do that?
Something similar.
No, sleep, that kind of sleep is a form of meditation, mm-hmm. you know, if you can do it. But meditation really works. And in our world today, we just had this hurricane that we dealt with. And you could feel the stress mm-hmm. and what it's doing to your body. And, you know, it affects your sleep. It affects your eating. People were saying, you know, they tell us to store up on snacks that are not perishable, you know, which means they're filled with
junk,
all kinds of stuff that you shouldn't consume. And people would say, oh, it's only been 2 days and I've eaten all my snacks.
You know, it
changes your eating habits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
So,
all right, well, give that a try. Let us know what you think. Let us know if it's working for you or if you're... Right. Success.
If you want to get started, we have apps that we can recommend. So let us know.
Absolutely.
That's what I would do. I would use an app.
Yeah, it'd be easier. All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.